Please stay tuned for important disclosure information at the conclusion of this episode.
This is Destination Retirement with Robert Kuhn from Kuhn Capital Partners. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Robert provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Destination Retirement with Robert Kuhn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to thank everybody for joining us this weekend. My name is Robert Kuhn, host of this radio show, Destination Retirement, and president and founder of Kuhn Capital Partners. We're independent. We're a registered investment advisory firm. And yes, we are a fiduciary. Everything we do is to try to provide strategies that can allow our clients to make money when the markets are up, down, or sideways. If you've listened to the show, you know those investments are out there. Also, every investment decision is a tax decision. And if you've, again, listened to the show for any length of time, you understand that when you look at tax planning, tax strategies, tax reduction, it's the most overlooked area in the financial planning space. So with that said, if I can assist you in any way with any investment-related question that you have, please give Paige a call, 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912, and she can set some time up on the calendar for us to have an initial call. So a lot going on. Obviously, it seems like I say that every single week. The markets are interesting. Maybe they'll never go down again. I think we're having a lot of very interesting conversations with current advisors and current clients, and it's a challenge. I think, you know, again, it's anybody's guess which direction the markets go, but I think when you look at managing money and when you look at portfolio construction, it's very simple. If we bring strategies to the table that can make money when the markets are down, inevitably we're going to have a lot of happy clients, a lot of happy investors if and when the markets do fall. So you look at kind of interest rates in fourth quarter of last year, the Fed stated they were going to cut rates. Well, they didn't state anything, but it was anticipated that they were going to cut rates to the tune of six times this year. Here we are, beginning of April, and we have had no interest rate cuts, yet the markets continue to keep running, which is just generally how it happens. And you look at what the expectations are. I think most people are expecting maybe only one rate hike or rate cut this year. It's really interesting. I mean, you know, should they be cutting rates? Absolutely not. I mean, if you look at at least in our opinion, if you look at inflation, in core inflation, of course, they remove the two biggest components of inflation for the average family, food and energy. We know what's happening there. But the government does have a lot of debt. And if a lot of people are starting to think that they have to cut rates simply to refinance that debt, again, when you don't let the markets just act according to how they're going to act, I think we get into a lot of these scenarios and situations where you're just starting to see things that are very, very hard to model and very hard to predict, because it's just historically it's hard to look back at a point in time that can resemble kind of what we're currently going through. And I think a lot of this started in 08. I mean, it's just been one big science experiment since then. But it is what it is. We have to manage money through it. And again, you know, I think, you know, for listeners who have not reached out to us, it's very simplistic as far as why you would want to reach out to us. If you cannot point to something in your portfolio that can generate positive returns when the markets are down, then you need to reach out to us and we need to have a conversation. 630-492-1912. You have to remove the it's too good to be true kind of thinking and thought process. You know, if we look at the dual directional banknotes, and we talk a lot about them, and we talk a lot about them in our dinners. So for those that don't know, we do dinners across the Chicago area. Those dinners are generally geared towards investors who have a minimum of $1 million net worth. They're geared towards tax strategies, ways to reduce your taxable income by 70 to 80%. So that's $70,000 to $80,000 per $100,000 invested in the energy space, and have distributions that are targeted to be mid double digits. Well, 15 to 20, I guess mid double digits could be a whole lot more than 15 to 20, but that's the targeted distributions. And it looks like those are very, very achievable. So if you want to get on the calendar for our dinners throughout the Chicagoland area, please make sure to give Paige a call, 630-492-1912. And we'll share our calendar with you on when we're doing those dinners. But, you know, going back to the dual directional banknotes and kind of that too good to be true line of thinking, I get it, right? I mean, if we look at hedging, we hedge every area of our life. If you have health insurance, car insurance, homeowners insurance, you know, life insurance, I mean, you're hedging against the unknown. But when it comes to investing, unfortunately, 95% of advisors simply use fixed income or bonds as a means to hedge. And what and how has that worked for you? Probably not so good. 2022, just look at equities being down, fixed income being down significantly. I haven't seen the most recent statistic, but we did start off the year in the bond market. It was the third worst start in 50 years. And so, again, when you look at what is wrong with the investment advisory business, when you look at what is wrong with the advice business, those individuals, those advisors that are providing financial advice, unfortunately, they're failing individual investors. And you just have to look at 2022. Use that as a proxy. Did you lose money in equities? Okay, if you lost money in equities, did you lose money in fixed income? I mean, I thought the fixed income was supposed to be there to hold up the portfolio when the equity side was down. Isn't that the what a balanced portfolio does? And I think you're starting to see that, you know, balanced may be easy to sell, but it doesn't work in all markets, and it hasn't worked in many, many years. So when we look at the dual directional banknotes and we look at hedging, it's really simplistic. I mean, do you have anything in your portfolio that will make money when the markets are down? That's what we're selling. That's what our message is. That's what our marketing is. We're not trying to sell you an annuity that's never going to grow. We're not trying to, you know, sell you a life insurance policy that, you know, sounds really good, but it's super hard to explain. What we're trying to bring to the table, especially here in Chicago, but really across the nation, because we do have a national client base. And if you're listening to the show is growing, the show is running in other markets. We can work with you. So if you're not in Chicago, that's where we're headquartered. We're headquartered in Naperville, 59 and 88. So very centrally located. We made that move a few months back because albeit I loved our last office, I thought it was phenomenal. It was very close to where I personally live. It just wasn't good for clients, and it wasn't good for those throughout the Chicagoland market. And so we moved to Naperville, which is much more centrally located. We are 59 and 88. Some call it the Citygate building. Some know it as where Calamos Investments is headquartered, but we're in that building. Okay. And so, so there's really no reason not to, especially with, you know, Zoom today, or, you know, a conference call, or, you know, come stop by and see us, to really try to identify and incorporate strategies that can do well when the markets are down. So that's kind of gets us back to where I started, was the dual directional banknotes. Why do you reach out to us? Well, you have to stop listening to advisors say it's okay to lose money. You have to stop listening to advisors who in 2022, when your equities were down, your fixed income was down. That's just too easy. It's easy to sell. It's easy for the advisor to scale their business and increase their revenue by talking about the balance garbage, because that's exactly what it is. It truly is. Just not delivering when it ultimately needs, when investors need it. And it's in an environment like this. So what we're selling, what we're trying to educate, is how do we incorporate strategies that can do well in down markets? And one of those strategies is the dual directional banknotes. Again, so simplistic. I mean, it's back. The counterparty is a bank, right? It could be JP Morgan. It could be Bank America. It could be Citigroup. It could be anybody, any of the big banks. We're going to use banks that you know of, banks that we're not going to have to worry about if and when we see, you know, chaos in the world again, which we will. Could be tomorrow. Could be 10 years from now. Who knows? But we're going to see it. when we can look at adding, especially where we're at today in the market, a 15-month investment that can give you a maximum gain that's tied to, say, for example, the S&P 500. And maybe that maximum gain is 17, 18, 19, 20%, maybe 22%. Who knows? It's just wherever. A whole lot goes into making the watch, but it's all based upon, or a lot of it's based upon, volatility in the current market. But when we do price a note, that note is locked in for the 15-month period. So you may get, let's say, 19% on the upside, and it's tied to the S&P 500, okay? So you're going to get 0 to 19%. So whatever the S&P does from 0 to 19, you're going to get it. So if the S&P in 15 months does more than 19%, well, you don't get it. Again, this is our safe money, okay? We should have other money that's trying to outperform the S&P 500. This is our safe money. So you're going to get a cap on the upside. Say it's 19%. On the downside, you have an absolute return buffer. And what does that mean? We usually will price it at negative 20%. And all that means is that you can make money from 0 to negative 20%. Your return's actually the inverse. So if the S&P is down anywhere from 0 to negative 20 after that 15-month period, you see that negative, you just put a line down the middle and your return is a positive. So if the S&P is down 15, well, your return is positive 15. If it's down 10, your return is positive 10. If it's down 3, your return is positive 3. So big maximum gain, you know, cap on the upside over that 15-month period, the ability to make money when the market is down to negative 20%. And then if the market is down more than negative 20%, just look at your zero as negative 20. So if the S&P is down 21 after that 15-month period, you're only down one. If it's down 22, you're only down two. How should that not be in everybody's portfolio today? 15, 20, 30, 40%. Of a portfolio should act in an investment like that, can act as a hedge, where you're probably not giving up anything on the S&P, because very few people think, again, this is our safe money, but very few people think that over a 15-month period from today that the S&P is going to be up more than, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18, whatever the cap is on the investment. So you're probably going to capture 100% of the S&P 500 on the upside. But what you're adding to your portfolio is the ability to generate positive returns in negative markets. That's what institutions do. That's what banks do. That's what brokerage firms do. That's what endowments do. That's what advisors do with their own money. Very rarely are we going to leave our money to chance and just put it in a balanced portfolio and hope for the best. It's just not happening. But 9 out of 10 advisors, that's how they advise their clients to invest. Again, because it's scalable, it's easy to sell, and they can go out and they can raise money, which increases their personal revenue. So if you don't have a strategy in place that can make money when the market is down, why? And it's my job to educate you. It's not my job to tell you what to do. It's not my job to tell you it's the best investment in the world. It's not my job to only sell the sizzle. My job is to show you, educate you on strategies that can make money when the markets are down. And this is just one of them. So the dual directional banknotes are very popular, especially where the market is today. It's very reassuring, very comforting to know that you can make money when the market's down. If you listen to the radio show, you're going to hear annuity pitches all day long, every Saturday, every Sunday. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about why a lifetime income annuity may make you sleep at night, but how the insurance company knows that they're not going to pay you. Because it's really simple. If you have a guaranteed lifetime income annuity, again, it makes you feel good, right? But you're only taking your money in distributions until that account goes to zero. When the account goes to zero, then the insurance company starts writing you a check. Do you think they're going to be in business if they have to do that over and over and over again? Of course not. They put a governor on the growth that you're able to get, and then they put a governor on the amount that you're able to withdraw. That is how they ensure that that account does not go to zero. So look at what you're giving up to have that sleep at night feature. So to me, again, you listen to the radio on a Saturday or Sunday, every single one is pitching an annuity. And we have to look at what that really is. And then we have to compare it against what you could get that is offered by many of the largest banks. And I have to tell you that it's probably a much better strategy than a lifetime income benefit that you're never going to receive, in my opinion, the value from. So with that being said, 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. Give us a call. Let's have a conversation and let's go over some tax strategies. We'll talk more about taxes after the break.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box, and the same can be said for your retirement. Robert Kuhn from Kuhn Capital Partners would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 630-492-1912 or visit his website at kuhncp.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Destination Retirement. Thank you for joining us this Saturday morning. My name is Robert Kuhn, president and founder of Kuhn Capital Partners. We are a fiduciary. We're independent. We're a registered investment advisory firm. Our focus is making sure that we're adding strategies to a portfolio that can generate positive returns when the markets are down. That, to me, I think is the role of an advisor. Yes, we believe in financial planning. Yes, we believe in diversification, which our level of diversification, I would assume, is going to be much greater than your level of diversification and most advisors' levels of diversification. But at the end of the day, I think when you look at, do you change advisors or not, or do you have an advisor start to manage money for you if you are managing the money on your own, is can they add value? Can they add strategies to the table that you are not aware of that can generate positive returns when the markets are down and can still give you significantly above average returns when the markets are up? Historical returns. So with that being said, if we can help answer any of those questions or we can help you in any way, please just let me know. 469, let's see here. What is our number? 630-492-1912. Give Paige a call. Paige will set a time up for us to have a conversation. You know, we had saw a really interesting article end of May, and clients ditched advisors at an alarming rate in 2023, meaning many people are changing advisors. The numbers are staggering, and I think that is happening for many reasons. A couple of reasons that I see it happening is that underperformance. We meet with individuals who are not clients of ours many, many times during the week, and we're able to look at the performance that their current advisor has been able to deliver. And I'm very, very surprised at the underperformance that many people have had. And it a lot of it goes to just, you know, this you know, fallacy of having a balanced portfolio. And you look at 30 to 40% of your money is not doing very well and didn't hold up and do what it was supposed to do when the markets were down. So I think underperformance is one reason that people are leaving. I think it's a reason that many people have just gotten fed up with it. And, you know, in some instances, it may not be warranted, but I think in a lot of instances, it is warranted. So I think people are leaving because of the underperformance. Another reason individuals are leaving is, I think, lack of diversification, because so many individuals look and determine whether they're diversified based upon the number of investments that they own. That doesn't mean diversification. That doesn't mean diversification in any way. If you own 50 things, well, that's, you don't know if you're diversified. I mean, but what if you own 50 things that are all equities or equities and bonds or equities and fixed income rather? I mean, that doesn't mean diversification. So I think people are leaving for underperformance, lack of true diversification. And then thirdly, the lack in the inability of advisors to point to something in their portfolio that allows the client to understand that here's our predetermined outcome investment. Here are the rules of the investment. Here are the rules that I know how much I can make. I know how much I can, what my gains will be, even if the markets are down. So I think that, you know, people are leaving because they don't have anything inside of their portfolio that can still generate positive returns when the markets are down. And then I know I said that was the last one. And then lastly, the income story, right? I mean, so many people are using these lifetime income annuities and they're just sold incorrectly. And I'm not saying that they don't have their place. My personal belief is they have their place for somebody who doesn't have significant means. Maybe they have $100,000, $200,000 to their name. Well, then you know what? A lifetime income annuity could be really, really good. But if you have more than that, I just don't see the value, the benefit, because when you look at what these lifetime income annuities are, and again, you can listen to the show, you know, radio shows on any station Saturday and Sunday, and 90% of them are going to be pitching annuities. They may not say it's an annuity, but when you call them, that's all they're going to talk about. And a lot of times they're looking at the lifetime income annuity. And I look at it and I say, okay, does the investor really know that until that account goes to zero, they're only taking their money out? Seriously, you're only taking your money out of that account until the account goes to zero. After the account goes to zero, if you're just in mutual funds or if you're in stocks or if you're just in, you know, anything other than that annuity, well, then yes, the income would stop. All right. So you would not have any more income. If you do own that lifetime income annuity, well, yes, you're now going to receive a check from the insurance company's money. Do you think actuarially that they would be in business if they were having to do that for every single one of those investments that they wrote? No way. Actuarially, they know that it's just not going to happen. And here's how they make sure it doesn't happen. They give you just enough growth to overcome the withdrawals. And then they allow you, or they put a governor on how much you can actually take out of that account. And they know that that account's not going to zero. So you are giving up so much, in my opinion, to have that quote unquote sleep at night to know that you can't run out of money. There are other ways that we cannot run out of money with almost as high or maybe even more of certainty than a lifetime income annuity, because the guarantee is only backed by the insurance company, right? Well, I'm pretty confident with JP Morgan debt or Citigroup debt or Bank of America debt. And when you look at these structured note strategies, they can give you significantly greater distributions. So, you know, again, that's something that we're very, very concerned about. So we're seeing a lot of people leave current advisors for many, many reasons. And I think that pace is going to only continue to tick up if and when the markets do correct and people realize that, well, your advisor truly didn't add any value because you're just simply riding the market up and riding the market down. And then you're going to be told or sold rather on how it's okay and why you should be comfortable with losing money. That's not the answer. So 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. Let's have that conversation. Let's have that conversation about incorporating high-level institutional strategies that you can get to now where they used to require, in many instances, seven figures. Now many of the strategies that we talk about that can generate positive returns in a negative market, you can get for a minimum of $1,000. So it's everybody now, absolutely positively everybody. Taxes, obviously, April 15th is right around the corner. We often talk about how tax planning is a year-round activity. Every decision is a tax decision. We have a strategy that I've yet to see any other advisor bring to the table, a strategy in the energy space that can greatly reduce your taxable income to the tune of $70,000 to $80,000 per $100,000 invested in year one. So if you sold a business, you sold a building, you sold property, you are a high wage earner, you have, you know, concentrated stock positions that you've realized, and you just don't want to have to pay any more than you need to in the tax space, everybody runs to energy strategies. Maybe not so much here in the Midwest, because obviously, you know, down south, where if you look at many of the energy strategies, that's where generally they take place. Those are very, very second nature in a lot of instances to those individuals. Here in the Midwest, it's kind of new, but we're trying to change that. We're trying to change that. We're trying to bring to the table strategies that, listen, if you invest in the right energy strategy, the right strategy that can reduce your taxable income at a significant rate, And again, we're not tax advisors. We can't provide tax advice. I want to make sure that I'm making that very clear. Anything that we are talking about is should always be checked with whoever you go to get your tax advice. But again, these are very cut and dry strategies. There's no gray here. It's very black and white. But what if you could invest in a strategy that could greatly reduce your taxable income to the tune of $70,000 to $80,000 per $100,000 invested and receive targeted distributions in the 15% to 20% range? It exists. It absolutely exists. It's our job to educate you what it is, what it's not. And if you're taking RMDs and you're looking at doing Roth conversions, let's help mitigate that additional tax that is due by looking at this strategy. 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. Give Paige a call. Get on my calendar and let's have a conversation. So I want to pivot here. A couple of things. I saw an article this week that I thought was very interesting. And anytime that I see these articles, I want to share them with you because I just think the full story is historically never told, right? I mean, these big banks and these big brokerage firms, they spend a tremendous amount of money on targeting certain words or certain messages because they know that's what's going to get you to really reach out. And so I like to take a lot of these articles and really kind of give you the additional side of the story or maybe kind of dive a little bit deeper into it. And I saw one that was 5 mistakes to avoid in retirement. And we don't need to say who it was from, but it's a big brokerage firm. And, you know, it was, have you planned for your finances in retirement? It's just as important as the process of saving for retirement. And I agree with that. I think you look at how you invest pre and post retirement. Unfortunately, many advisors, they don't make any changes. And, you know, when you look at kind of losses when you're, you know, still accumulating assets and still, you know, making, you know, you still have, you know, greater than 5 years to retirement. And when the markets are down, as long as you're still putting money to work, the losses, albeit I don't think you should lose money, but they're not going to hurt you as much. But losses when you're 5 years from retirement or in retirement, they can be magnified to maybe a 5X to 10X level. And you have to make sure, you know, that you have different strategies in place when you retire than you did pre-retirement. Because at the end of the day, you've spent a lifetime for your retirement goals. And whether it's, you know, contributing to your 401k, investing in additional assets in IRAs or other taxable accounts. But now that you're 5 years from retirement and you're finally on the verge of retirement, losses need to be talked about and losses need to be avoided at all costs. And so, you know, a couple of the points that they talked about was number one, applying for Social Security benefits too early. You know, this is a really interesting topic, and we're going to get to this and we're going to talk about the top 5 retirement mistakes that you need to avoid in retirement after the break. But, you know, when we look at Social Security, it's something that we don't talk a lot about on the radio because I don't know why we don't talk about it. We just don't. But it's, you know, you've paid into it. And we have clients that live on Social Security. We have clients that they don't need any of their Social Security. And it's just, you know, they just don't care about it, even though they should, but they don't. And so everybody's somewhere in between. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security. We're going to talk about being too conservative. We're going to talk about how you spend your money. We're going to talk about RMDs, and we're going to talk about healthcare expenses in retirement. So we're going to get to kind of more of the broader based topics that I think that, you know, a lot of people need to hear on the radio. If we can help you in any way, give Paige a call. Again, we're going to try to bring strategies. We're going to bring strategies to you that can make money when the markets are down. If that appeals to you, if that is something you want to learn more about, if you want to learn more about how to greatly reduce your taxable income, those are things that we want to have conversations with about with individuals. So 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. Social Security when we get back.
Perhaps the most impactful piece of preparing for retirement is determining your current and future tax liability and developing strategies to minimize the amount of taxes you pay in retirement. Tax planning can have a large impact on your wealth and the kind of legacy you will be able to leave. At Kuhn Capital Partners, we provide you with a retirement strategy that can help you minimize taxes in retirement and take advantage of the 2024 tax rules. Visit KuhnCP.com or call our office at 630-492-1912 to get started today.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to Destination Retirement. My name is Robert Kuhn, president and founder of Kuhn Capital Partners, independent registered investment advisory firm. And yes, we are a fiduciary. Again, our job is to bring to the table strategies that allow you to generate positive returns even when the markets are down. Yes, they do exist. So 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. If you want to have a conversation with us, we can certainly do that. So, okay, five items that you need to pay attention to in retirement. You apply for Social Security benefits too early. So as you know, you can apply for Social Security benefits at the age of 62, but the benefit you will receive will be up to 30% less than it would be if you've waited until full retirement. You should know what your full retirement is. If you don't, check it out. It's based upon when you were born. And this is one that we always kind of debate. And I think if you look at, Social Security maximization, it is one of the reports that we do run in our financial planning process. We don't often talk about our financial planning process, but financial planning, it is at the heart of everything we do. Yes, we want to make sure we have a plan. Yes, we want to make sure that plan is updated, whether it's tax reduction, maximizing growth, maximizing income, maximizing Social Security benefits. Those are the things that we do talk about when we are doing our financial plan. Maybe we should talk about it a lot more, but we don't. I just think it's should be understood that if you're working with a financial planner, financial planning is a core component of what we bring to the table. But I don't think you should work with a planner just because of a financial plan. Because I like to say the financial plan is not worth the paper it's written on if you lose money. And so that's why people work with us. It's generally because we're bringing innovative strategies to the table that can generate positive returns when the markets are down. So when it comes to Social Security, I mean, mathematically, yes, it is best to wait. I mean, that's simplistic, right? I mean, everybody should know that. But here's one variable that we don't know. The variable that we don't know is how long we're going to live. So if you know the answer to that, then I can tell you exactly when you should take Social Security. But obviously we don't, right? So there's always a break even, and the break even, generally speaking, is 75 to 80 years old. I've always been of the mind that you take Social Security when you can, because if we take it, let's say for 3 years, and that's a lot of money that you're going to, you know, versus if you held off taking it for 3 years. I mean, you know, that's, you've got 3 years worth of payments, and yes, you're payment would be higher in the third year if you didn't take it, but you have to look at when does it ultimately break even? When does it ultimately make sense for you to wait and then, where it's beneficial to you to wait and defer it? And a lot of times it's in, you know, kind of 75, 80, 85 years old. And when we look at our Social Security maximization report, it spells it right out there for you. But our belief has always been, we've always gravitated towards taking it sooner than later, just simply because we don't know, you know, how long we're going to, you know, be on this earth for. Second topic that this article mentioned, which I thought was very good, you fail to take a more conservative investment approach. You know, I don't know about that. What is conservative and what is aggressive? I mean, what's conservative historically hasn't been conservative lately. I mean, you look at, you know, fixed income, for example, and you look at, you know, when we started to get out of the fixed income space because of what was going to go on with interest rates, and we knew interest rates were going to rise. We didn't know that they were going to go up as much as they did. And then you look at what happened to your bond holdings, and you look at the losses that individuals actually took in their bond positions, their safe money, their balanced money, whatever the advisor calls it. well, call it what it is. You lost money with your safe money, and that's just not okay. So, you know, conservative and aggressive, I don't know. I mean, if you tell me where the market is, it could be historically a conservative asset could be very aggressive or vice versa. So I think what we need to look at when it comes to being conservative or being aggressive, I mean, at the end of the day, we have to make sure that we're bringing to our clients strategies that can deliver regardless of the market direction. And those strategies exist. Those strategies are very basic, in my opinion. We can go out and we can get, you know, 9, 10, 11% with 30, 40% protection on the downside that's backed by the, one of the largest banks in the world. I mean, those strategies do exist. Those strategies are available to invest in. We just have to make sure that you know what they are and you know what they're not. And so, you know, I don't know with this whole conservative aggressive approach. I mean, I think it's that's not how you manage money, because you have to look at where we're at today. And I think if we can take off the table of, or at least add an investment that allows you the ability to ultimately make money when the markets are down, well, you know what? I mean, that is going to de-risk that portfolio right there, and it's going to de-risk it significantly. So, you know, those are the things that we want to talk about. Those are the things we talk a lot about in our meetings for individuals who just reach out to us. You know, generally the first meeting is just kind of a get to know you meeting, whether it's a Zoom, whether it's a conference call, whether you stop into our office. It's just really, what are you doing now? What are you missing? What do you like? What don't you like? Why are we talking? Could you benefit from adding strategies that can greatly reduce your taxable income, or strategies that can deliver positive returns when the markets are down? And then we'll really get into, what does your plan say? What does, should we update your plan? And those are the things that we're going to do for you. So again, it's simple. If you think that those things could help you, then we should have a conversation. Topic number three, you spend way too much. You spend like you used to spend. And, you know, I get it, right? I mean, you know, when you look at retirement and you look at the fact that you may go without a paycheck for 15, 20, 25 years, that has to be scary. When you have a finite amount of assets, whether it's 100,000 or whether it's 10 million, it really is irrelevant, but you have to look at spending, and you have to look at, how can we allow you to spend the most amount of money, but yet make sure that the longevity of that asset is ultimately going to be there. And those are the things that, you know, we have to continue to change. Those are the things that are going to change based on interest rates. Those are the things that are going to change based on market valuation. A lot of this is really basic stuff, but unfortunately, it's just not, advisors just are not using cutting edge strategies, because if they didn't grow up, like we talk a lot about the banknotes, right? The dual directional banknotes, the ability to make money when the markets are down, or the ability to get a banknote that, you know, pays, we did one a few weeks back from JP Morgan, paid 11.2%. And the client was going to get 11.2% annually as long as the indexes that it was following weren't down 30%. I mean, that's pretty darn good, right? I mean, go, you know, budget, or, you know, take that and compare it to your lifetime income annuity that may be giving you 4, 5, 6%. I mean, you know, these are the things that we have to look at. And these are the things that, if interest rates are actually going to go down, which they say they are, it's anybody's guess if they are actually going to do that, then we need to make sure that we're in strategies that are going to give you significant distributions with a very, very high level of certainty and predictability of payment, right? So those are things we're doing. And when it comes to spending too much, I mean, I think spending in retirement, I'm not retired, I'm 49 years old. You know, but we work obviously with a lot of individuals that are in retirement. I think retirement, when it comes to spending, you're in different stages, you know, early retirement, mid retirement, and late retirement. And, you know, when we get to mid and late, spending generally stops, well, I shouldn't say stops, but it slows down. But what picks it back up is healthcare costs. And that's what we're going to talk about here in a minute. So those are the things that we have to make sure that we have kind of a sliding scale approach to how you manage spending in retirement. It's just, it's never one way, right? And so I just see too many individuals and too many advisors not give, you know, high enough distribution yields. And so that's something that we want to obviously make sure that we're talking about. So we a couple of minutes left before this segment ends. Fourth topic that we have to really watch for is you miscalculate or forget to take your RMD. That generally doesn't happen as far as forgetting. Sometimes miscalculating it is an issue. Obviously, once you reach a certain age, you must start taking annual distributions. They're known as the required minimum distributions from qualified money, i.e. 401k plans, simple plans, SEP plans, traditional IRAs. RMDs now, with the changes of the Secure 2.0 Act of 2022, they must start at 73. They are going to go up, so they say, and they're going to increase to 75 in 2033. But again, now you have to take RMDs. But we want to take that RMD to kind of the next level. And I talk with a lot of individuals who do not need or they don't want to take their RMD, but the government obviously wants to get paid. They want their tax money, but they're looking for ways to defer that additional income, because any RMD that is taken, that's additional ordinary income in the year that you take it out, right? So you're going to pay significant taxes. So the question is, if you take out an RMD that may be $50,000, $20,000, $100,000, whatever that number is, what if you could invest it in an investment that can then greatly reduce your that additional income or tax due on the income that you're going to generate from that RMD? And we do it. So we have people take out, you know, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 from their RMD. That's going to create additional income. Well, what if we could, again, then invest that in a strategy, if it's appropriate, if it makes sense, that can reduce that taxable income by $80,000, $70,000 to $80,000 per $100,000 invested. Well, that's a really great way to tax efficiently take that money out of your RMD. And those are the things that I think when you're working with a good advisor, they're bringing to the table above and beyond strategies that are just not, you know, really, really basic. And most people, they don't have, if you're working with a big bank or a big brokerage firm, you don't have access. The advisors don't have access to those strategies. And it just kind of, you know, dovetails into the Roth conversion strategy. Any advisor can, you can convert your IRA to a Roth. What if we go next level, convert your IRA to a Roth, take some money and put it in an investment that can greatly reduce your taxable income? Well, what if you're doing that IRA to a Roth conversion without having to incur any additional tax? Those are the things that we want to make sure that ultimately, you know, we're bringing to the table and that we're talking about. So healthcare expenses, as we close the segment, obviously, you know, it's an issue. Saw a survey from Nationwide Retirement Institute that said 72% of adults 50 years or older fear retirement. They fear healthcare costs in retirement. I mean, it's staggering. You know, a lot of individuals, a lot of firms are saying you could spend in today's dollars $315,000 of medical expenses in retirement. So it's an issue, and those are the things that we want to have conversations about. So if you want to start that conversation with me, give Paige a call, 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. Last segment after the break.
Puzzled by your retirement options? It can be hard to put together a retirement strategy without being able to see the whole picture. Kuhn Capital Partners takes pride in providing comprehensive retirement strategy services to our clients. Our comprehensive services integrate all aspects of our clients' financial picture in a coordinated effort to provide for financial clarity and multi-generational wealth. Visit kuhncp.com or give us a call at 630-492-1912 to schedule a consultation today.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to Destination Retirement. My name is Robert Kuhn. This is the last segment of the show this weekend. Hopefully everybody's having a great start to the year, great start to spring. If we can help you in any way regarding anything investments, you know, we're a little different. You know, our radio show's a little different. We're here to talk about education and how can you make money when the markets are down. I think that is the core of everything that we do. Yes, we're financial planning based. Yes, we're a fiduciary. But at the, well, you know, somebody said, I say at the end of the day too much. And they actually took the time to call in and talk to my assistant and tell her that. So to that person, thank you, because I was just going to say at the end of the day, but I didn't want to say at the end of the day. So I am going to work on that. But so if anybody has any suggestions on the radio show, well, I'm glad to see that people are not bashful and they can call in. So last segment of the weekend, 630-492-1912, 630-492. Okay. Warning signs investors should not ignore. Obviously, I think especially in this market, there are a lot. You know, obviously, when you look at, you know, stock investors, I think they seem to be shrugging off the recession concerns, and they may be very right to do that. I mean, but, you know, business sentiment is what it is. I think corporate earnings could be at risk. I think easy financial conditions has certainly helped fuel the stock market gains that could fade, but yet it may not. There are just so many different things that could happen in the market, and I very rarely can remember a period of time where I could believe both things could happen, and that's maddening to some sense. Because it's very hard to model and predict. And I think it just comes back to the fact that you have to make sure that, and I know I keep saying it, but you have to make sure that you have strategies that can do well in a down market. Those strategies are going to pay dividends. And especially given what is going on today, it's nice to know that you have 20, 30, 40% of your money invested in a strategy that may capture 100% of the upside if it, the market over a 15-month period, say, doesn't grow more than 18%, but you have the ability to make money when the markets are down to negative 20. So 0 to negative 20, your return would be the inverse. So in that investment, if the market's going to be down, well, you really want it to be down as close to 20 as you can, because you're going to get a better rate of return. So a couple of things that we have to look for in the market today, you know, obviously business confidence wanes. Forecasts are suggesting a 12% profit growth in 2024. Investors seem to be hoping that earnings grow will prove that the bottom out in the first quarter of this year has bottomed and it does resume its upward trajectory. I think it's anybody's guess if that ultimately is going to be the case. You know, when we look at, you know, confidence in business, it's very, very important. So it's anybody's guess what's going to ultimately happen. But I think when you look at one of the main things that concerns me is financial conditions could tighten. And I mentioned earlier in the show today that, you know, many of you probably know this, but we expected 6 rate cuts this year, and it's now April, and we've gotten none. And they're now saying maybe May. But if you look at inflation, you look at just GDP, you look at, you know, economic numbers and growth, it's hard to build a case why rates need to be cut. So there is greater financial liquidity today than in the average, really at any time, I think, over the last 40 years. But, you know, we did have banking turmoil recently, especially in the regional bank space. I think the federal debt ceiling debate is starting to obviously take shape, and who knows what that rhetoric is going to believe. We have a very deeply divided Congress that it could certainly be destabilizing. And then we have a wave of treasury issuance that may ensue once Congress ultimately, you know, agrees to permanently, you know, raise the debt. And that could be a drain of $650 billion to $750 billion in the second half of this year. So if financial conditions do tighten and liquidity does start to come in, you know, what happens to the large cap growth stocks that have really been a main driver of, you know, the growth in the market, you know, the Magnificent Seven, we talk about it a lot. Now, the returns of the market are certainly broadening out. So that's certainly nice to see. But that is a big potential risk this year that I wonder if people are actually pricing in, and, you know, is tightening financial conditions. And so when we look at kind of what is the course of action, well, again, I'm saying it over and over and over and over and over again, you know, you have to have strategies that can deliver positive returns in negative markets. But I do think that investors really need to remain patient. I think there are disconnects between, you know, the stock and bond narratives. They generally don't last forever. You know, data and market events tend to validate one scenario or the other. So we have in 26, 27 years that I've been in the business, there always is a reckoning that takes place. You know, it could be the next, you know, 3 to 6 months. We could, you know, is the bond market right? Are the equity markets right? It's a challenge. But I think for now, investors may want to make sure that they have protection in place and wait out these uncertainties, because yes, there is recession risk, there is corporate earning risk, but, you know, when we look at, you know, kind of what individuals have been using for to mitigate a lot of that risk, I just don't think in this day and age, it's going to be sufficient. And so if your advisor talks about a balanced portfolio, and that is their means of managing downside risk in the market, you really truly owe it yourself to get with a more cutting edge, proactive advisor that isn't just going to give you, you know, just something that's easily understood. Easily understood doesn't mean it's a good investment. And most advisors are going to talk about what's easily understood, because when somebody hears something new or they don't fully understand or grasp it, it's hard for those individuals to make decisions. And that's why you have advisors that simply talk about basic stuff. Basic doesn't win. I mean, that is just not how we operate. How we operate is, it's okay if it takes 5 meetings, 7 meetings, 10 meetings, calls, text. That's okay with me, because our job is to make sure that you have a strategy in place that you know can potentially deliver positive returns in negative markets. And so that's what we're doing. That's what we have been doing. That's what we're going to continue to do. So 630-492-1912, 630-492-1912. Get on my calendar with Paige. We can certainly have that conversation. I do talk with a lot of people that, you know, I've been listening to you for 2 years, 3 years. And, you know, it's just now is the time. And that's fine. I mean, you know, my job is to educate. And when you're ready to make sure that you have a defensive portfolio, that you're not giving up, hopefully none of the upside of what the markets are going to do, but you're bringing in, you know, the opportunity to make money when the markets are down, then I know that we did our job. So, and then when it comes to taxes, I mean, that's a huge, huge, you know, most advisors just simply don't have any proactive tax strategies. Tax loss harvesting, I mean, that's about as proactive as it gets. And that's just not proactive tax strategies. And we're talking about reducing your taxable income by $70,000 to $80,000 per $100,000 invested in strategies that are in the energy space with significant distributions on an annual basis. So those are the conversations that we want to have. So 630-492-1912, if we can help you, get with Paige, and we'll have a conversation this week. So make it a great week. More next week.
Thank you for listening to Destination Retirement. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Robert Kuhn from Kuhn Capital Partners. Call 630-492-1912 or visit them online at kuhncp.com.
This recording is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. Kuhn Capital Partners does not provide legal, accounting, or tax advice. Any statement regarding such matters is explanatory and may not be relied upon as definitive advice. Opinions expressed are current as of the date of this recording, and such opinions are subject to change. The views and opinions of guests on this program are not necessarily those of Kuhn Capital Partners. Any reference to guarantees, principal or income, protection, buffers, or defined outcome investments are generally structured notes or fixed insurance products backed by the claims-paying ability of the offering company and are not insured by any government agency. Kuhn Capital Partners is not affiliated with any guests unless otherwise stated and does not guarantee the accuracy or the completeness of any data presented. Kuhn Capital Partners and its affiliates are not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other losses resulting from or related to the information, data analysis, or opinions in this recording. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. All investments are subject to investment risk, including but not limited to the potential loss of principal. Advisory services are offered through Kuhn Capital Partners, LLC, a registered investment advisor.